22.
好，约翰福音21:15-22。好，如果你翻到的话，我们可以用自己的圣经。如果你没有自己的圣经，没有关系，我们这个投影片上面就预备好了。好，让我们一起起立来攻读神的话，好吗
？Let's all stand and read God's the word of God.
好，预备，请。
我们吃完晚饭。
喂养我的小羊，耶稣第二次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为第二次、第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对他说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”我实在告诉你，你年少的时候自己要束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手，我要把你带着上，带到你不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指的彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话就对他说：你跟从我吧。彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就在吃晚饭的时候看见耶稣的胸膛说：主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？彼得看见他就问耶稣说：主啊，这人将来如何呢？耶稣对他说：我要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。各位请坐。有人做一个调查发现呢，监狱里面的坏人越关越坏。
So there's a research shows that the longer you stay in prison, the worse the person will become.
尤其的年纪越小的，把他关进来，做错事把他关进来，将来成为重大罪犯的几率就越高。
Especially the younger group in prison had a higher rate of becoming serious offenders.
而且他们发现一个问题，说这个真正的问题呢，不是在监狱，而是在社会。
So they found the cause is not the prison, but the society.
不是因为这些轻型犯人被关进来之后跟这其他重型犯人学坏然后或是壮胆，而是呢这些轻型犯他们被放出去之后呢，一再被社会所拒绝，逼得他们除了再犯罪之外别无其他路可走。
So it doesn't mean younger people learn the bad things from the older people in the prison, but it doesn't matter. They're a small-time crook or a notorious criminals. The society refused to receive them, caused them to commit more crimes.
最近有一本畅销书，中文翻译就是说，把他们关起来，然后呢？
So there is a pretty good selling book. It's called Incarceration Nation. In Chinese, it means you lock them up and then what?
好，作者呢，贝兹卓辛格呢，他本身以记者跟犯罪学学者的角色，探索了9个不同国家的监狱生活。
So the author Bates Dressinger, as a reporter and a criminologist, he had a research about prison system in about 9 countries.
包括卢安达、南非、乌干达、牙买加、泰国、巴西、澳洲、新加坡和挪威。
So it's about Luanda, South Africa, Uganda, Jamaica.Thailand, Brazil, Australia, Singapore, and Norway.
他在这书中呢就提到，他说对于这些罪犯实施转型正义，唯有以原谅跟和解来取代社会的对立与仇恨。
So he stated in this book, to rehabilitate them, to turn those criminals into good citizens, can be done only through forgiveness and acceptance.
他自己除了是纽约市私立大学这个约翰杰斯这个施行司法学院的副教授，也是美国知名机构这个 Prison to College 的创办人。
So he's not only the vice executive of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, but also he's a founder of Prison to College.
这个机构主要在提供囚犯出狱之后能够上大学的机会。
So this organization provides an opportunity for the released criminals to receive college education.
也就是说，他在致力于来对于这些重刑犯重新接纳，让他们再次给予人生的机会来改变这个社会。
So they're trying to help them to be accepted by the society, give them another opportunity.
那你会觉得啊，这很奇怪？难道不牧师不知道尔湾是全美国犯罪率最低的地方吗
？So you may say, don't you know that Irvine has the lowest crime rate in the whole America?
而且我们都是良好的公民，这个就是罪犯离我们好远好远的。
And we're all good citizens, and the crime is far from us.
我当然知道啊。
Of course I know.
不过我只是要强调一件事情。
But I want to emphasize one thing.
倘若连这些罪大恶极的重刑犯我们都需要重新接纳，那请问还有谁是我们不能够接纳的呢？
But I want to ask you a question. Even we can receive and accept those criminals, who else can't we?
但是我要问你们，请问接纳一个人容不容易？
So I want to ask you, is it easy to accept someone?
你到底是不理我还是？容易或是不容易嘛，至少一个答案，不容易哈，不容易哈。对，那讲容易的人呢，可能你表示你还没有真正被伤害过。
If you say it's easy, it might mean that you haven't been hurt, really hurt.
要重新恢复对人的接纳，真的是非常不容易的。
To accept people and then to put your trust in them, it's not easy.
但是我要说，你别无选择。
I have to say you have no choice.
Yeah. 如果你要在这里建立神荣耀的教会，你就必须要恢复对教会中每一个肢体、每一个人的接纳。
Especially want to build a church that glorifies God. Every part has to accept each other.
否则你如何更加彼此连结，然后联络的合适，建立基督的身体呢？
Otherwise, how can you connect with each other, communicate with each other?
刚才我们所读的这段经文。我们看见耶稣曾经在受到彼得的伤害，他的背叛，三次不认主之后，重新接纳彼得的一幕。
So the scripture we just read is about Jesus reinstated Peter after he denied him three times.
我相信当耶稣受到他最亲爱的门徒的背叛，那是一定很大的伤害在他里面。
I do believe Jesus was deeply hurt when his beloved disciples betrayed him three times.
但是耶稣是如何跨越伤害恢复对彼得的接纳呢？我相信这对我们一定有很大的帮助。
But how he forgive and reinstate Peter, I think it will be great helpful to us.
以下我们要从刚刚我们所读的这段经文来一起学习耶稣的榜样，如何来恢复对人的接纳。
So let's learn from Jesus and how to accept people.
好，首先呢，是你要愿意改变自己的态度。
So the first one is willing to change your own attitude.
我们再来读一次二十一章十五节，好不好？
Let's read verse 15.
预备，请。好，我要请问大家哈，是彼得先来找耶稣忏悔？还是耶稣主动来找彼得接纳呢？
So I want to ask you a question. Did Peter come to Jesus for forgiveness or Jesus reach out for Peter first?
耶稣、啊、来找彼得，而且耶稣对他说话的语气的态度有一点奇怪、啊、要是我们的话，我可能想说、啊、你这个叛徒啊，这没用的家伙，单纵三次不认我，你还有脸在这里啊？或者是我们说你真是，说不定我们更恶毒的话都出来了，是不是
？So look at the attitude Jesus towards Peter, but think about ourselves. We probably would say, "You traitor, useless fellow," and maybe some even worse language.
但是耶稣呢，他不但没有生气，反而好像什么事都没有发生过的那一样，很自然的、很友善的来对彼得说话，重新去接纳他，跟他恢复关系。
But Jesus wasn't angry, like he behaved like nothing happened naturally, friendly, have a conversation with Peter.
And
there's no embarrassment. How did he do it?
你看明明被伤害的那么深，你看就耶稣又没有健忘症，把这个事都忘得一干二净。
So how can Jesus do that? I don't think he forgot about Peter's denial.
我想耶稣能做到的秘诀，就是他先改变自己里面的态度。
I think it's mostly important is Jesus' attitude towards Peter.
他能够放下过去的这些恩怨，能够主动的去跟他恢复关系。
He can put away all the denial and trying to repair the relationship.
在旧约先知书那里有一位先知叫何西阿，他也曾经有一段相同的经历。
So in Old Testament, there's a story about Hosea.
就是他重新恢复那背叛他的妻子行淫的这妻子重新对他接纳。
That's a story about he reconciled with his wife.
那这对一个这么大的背叛，对一个丈夫而言，这简直是人生最大的羞辱。
So for a husband, adulterous wife, it's the biggest shame in his life.
更何况他的身份是祭司，妻子犯奸淫更是不能够容许的。
And not to mention Hosea is the priest at the time, so it's undeniable.
在当时呢，一个淫乱的妇人是用石头把她打死，所以她要以身作则，杀鸡儆猴才是。但是她如何可以重新接纳这位不忠的妻子呢？
So at the time, the punishment for adultery is stoning. But why Hosea reconcile with his wife?
不像今天很红杏出墙，还觉得没有什么见不得人的事情，可在当时是根本不可思议的这样的一个事情，而且发生在一个祭司的家庭。
So it's a big deal at that time, especially in the house of a priest.
但何西阿是怎么做到的呢？
But what did Hosea do?
答案就是他改变，先改变自己的态度。
The answer is he changed his heart.
何西阿书三章一节，我们来读一段，读一下这段经节。
Book Hosea 3:1。
请。这并不是叫神叫何西阿移情别恋，再去爱另外一个风尘女子啊！这个人不是别人，正是那位曾经背叛他的妻子。
So God did not instruct Hosea to love someone else, but an adulterous wife.
而且呢，要叫他去像那个情人所爱的，就像谈恋爱中的那个情侣的那一种爱，就去爱他。
But the Lord told him to love her, the kind of love between two lovers.
这个简直不可能做到的，除非是神的爱，无条件的爱啊，这个可以宽容，可以接受，可以接纳，饶恕的爱。那人怎么做得到呢？
So how can normal people do that?
但我们也相信，我们也知道，这原本这段经文就是在强调神爱的伟大，可以既往不咎，可以完全接纳，使不可能变为可能。
So I think the scripture shows the love of God. He can forgive everything.
但是神有这样的大爱，我们是凡人啊，怎么可以做到呢？
Sometimes say God is God, and how can we mortal people do such things?
但事实上证明何西阿确实做到了。
But we see in the story, Hosea did it.
不单是因为他单单顺服神而已，而是他愿意改变他心里面的态度。
Not only he is obedient to God, but also his the willingness of changing his own heart.
否则他可以像其他的这先知一样，像约拿向神抗议。或者是像摩西一样跟神讨价还价。
And otherwise, he could like other prophets in the past, like Moses, argue with God.
由于他内心态度愿意改变，他才能够重新接纳他的妻子，就像重新接纳一个新人一样。
Just because only because he can change his heart, change his attitude, he can reconcile with his wife.And receive her like a new person.
当然，我们需要我们这神的大能帮助我们，我们才能够做到。
Of course, we cannot deny God's power.
我们也相信在神没有难成的事。
And we do believe there is nothing impossible in God.
我们要去饶恕、去接纳一个人，我们靠我们自己做不到的。但是神可以改变我们内心的态度，因为神可以使不可能变为可能的。
It's only based on our own ability to forgive and to accept. It's not easy, but through the power of God, I think everything is possible.
你要祷告神给你里面一个更大的爱，去接纳那些曾经伤害你的人。你不要以为不可能，因为你信靠神就可以了，因为神就是那爱的源头。
Don't you not believe that by prayer and petition, God will give you a heart of forgiveness to receive all these people you think it's impossible to reconcile with them.
你可以从这个爱的源头去支取这个大爱，使你可以降服在神的爱中，你就能够改变对方，你就能够改变那个态度来看对看待对方。
But if you rely on God, He is a source of all love. Ask for it before you change others' lives. Change your own heart first.
所以我们常说，当你里面那个刚硬的环境先改变了，也就是你的态度先改变了，你外面再困难的环境就容易改变了。
So change yourself first, and everything else will be easy.
我们听过太多太多的这些苦读的例子，把自己关在一个监牢里面，就是走不出来，那样的例子太多太多了。
So we have known so many stories that you imprison yourself and cannot get out.
其实根本的问题不是在外在的这些谁欺负你，谁伤害你这些，其实是里面的态度。当你改变了之后，外面的就容易解决了。
So it's not all the people around you who's hurting you and trying to do harm to you, but if you change your own heart, you will see clearly.
所以我们常说一句话，说你的态度就决定了你的。高度。
So we have old sayings that your attitude will decide your height.
很多时候就是因为我们里面的态度过于刚硬，我就是过了不了那一关，我就是咽不下这一口气，所以呢，我们一生就把自己关在自己设的那个监牢、监狱的牢笼里面了。
So sometimes our heart is hard, and we cannot forgive, we cannot reconcile, and then by doing that, you put yourself in the prison.
但是我们有智慧的人，我们就懂得怎么样来改变自己态度的重要。
But we are people with wisdom. We know how to change ourselves.
我们知道，唯有你退让一步，退一步，退这一步，才能够享受什么？海阔天空嘛，就是海阔天空的喜乐。
So sometimes we know we have to pull back and step back to enjoy.
如果你有改变，你能够改变自己的态度，去饶恕。去接纳别人，这样你的人生才会更加的充实，也一定会经历更精彩的乐章。
So only we can forgive and accept, and your life will be completely changed.
第二方面呢？第二方面是你要肯定对方的价值，除了你对自己要改变你的态度之外。
So other than we need to change our own attitude, the second one is we need to acknowledge other person's value.
好，让我们一起来读十六到十八节，好吧
？Let's read verse 16 to 18.
好，如果你眼睛够好，你请你读大声一点。啊，预备，请。不养我的人。第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”你的因为。我们看到这一幕呢，耶稣不但没有数落彼得一番，反而呢在肯定他，而且一而再再而三的建造他。
So let's see here. Instead of blaming Peter, and Jesus acknowledged him.
他怎么说呢？他说：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗
？”So he keep asking him, "Do you truly love me?"
这背后的意思是什么？是说彼得，我知道你曾经背叛我，曾经拒绝我，但是我知道你仍爱我的。
So the meaning behind it is that Jesus, however Peter knows that he denied Jesus three times, but Jesus want him to know that Peter still love God.
爱呢，在原文当中是有区别的。我们爱就只有一种哦。不过圣经的爱呢，是有三种不一样的这个的描述法。
So actually in the Bible there are three different degrees of love.
那耶稣当然知道彼得的爱是有限的，只能用一种普通的这种友情啊，这有限的爱来爱。可是呢，耶稣却连续两次用那种最神圣最崇高的这种叫 agape 的爱来问彼得，你可以这样子用这样的爱，这么崇高的，这么伟大的，这么无私的，这样用神圣的爱来爱我吗？
So in the Bible, there are three different kinds of love. And Jesus, no, Peter's love is limited, only can currently based on friendship. But he used the highest love, agape, to ask him if he loves him.
哇，神可以用这样子的一个崇高的一个标准来肯定彼得。我想他仍然肯定彼得仍然有爱主的心智，并且顾及到他的尊严呢。
So, Jesus know that Peter loved him, but he put this word in between them.
虽然彼得只能承认说啊，我只能用回应，他是用 filio 的爱哈，一般的我只能用那种有限的爱来爱你啊。虽然彼得用这样回应，可是第二次耶稣还是用那种 agape 的爱来肯定他。
But Peter dared not to use the word agape. He only can reply with a lesser degree of love, phileo. But Jesus asked him the second time, still using the word agape.
直到第三次，耶稣降低标准说 ，OK， 你只能用那种 phileo 一般的爱，那你用 phileo 爱我吧。那时候彼得就忧愁了。
But the third time, Jesus finally used phileo.
信任也是一种肯定。
So trust is an assurance.
接下来我们看见耶稣能够将羊交托给彼得，这是在他肯定中给予一个信任。
So we can see Jesus asked Peter to feed his sheep. It's a trust.
一个可以被信任的人，表示他是一个有信用的人。
So a trustworthy person is a valuable person.
一个有信用的人呢，表示他是一个有价值的人。
And then it's the person have credit.
在美国，我想我们在这里生活，我们都知道，你的信用分数越高，代表你的价值就越高。
So in America, we know that higher credit score, you have higher values.
那你信用分数越高呢？你向银行可以借更多钱，可以得到更好的利率。
And you can borrow more money from the bank, and you can have better rates.
所以我们都希望我们的信用分数是很高的，是不是
？So we all hoping our credit scores are high.
又不理我了，是还是不是啊？是啊，是好。那我们来看看彼得这个人啊。
So let's look at Peter.
他信用分数几分
？What is credit score？
60分，哈哈，零分呐、啊。他过去只会光会说大话，不切实际，遇到危险就逃命背叛，这样没有诚信的人，你说这样的人出去找工作，恐怕都没有人愿意给他机会。
So look at Peter in the past. He has a big mouth and running away from danger. I don't think people will employ him in real life.
但是耶稣看见他的呢，不是他过去的软弱，也不是他现在对自己的懊悔失望啊，因为他不能够以崇高的阿加贝来回应耶稣哈，而是耶稣对他看见他这个未来对他的期盼跟信任。
So, but what Jesus has seen in him is not his past weakness.Not the current disappointment, but the future hope.
因为他相信他回头之后，他可以兼顾他的弟兄，他可以甘心为主受苦，他可以生命不再一样，并且忠心的完成使命，直到年老还要为主殉道。
But he believed that when Peter turned around, he can strengthen the other brothers, and he will be willing to suffer for the gospel and faithfully commit to Jesus.
我们来看保罗。跟巴拿巴其实他也有相同的类似的经历。
So like let's look another example, Paul and Barnabas.
当年保罗带着马可第一次去旅行布道。
So Paul took Mark on their first missionary journey.
原本保罗对这个年轻的后辈寄予相当的厚望，所以想要来提拔他。
So Paul has very high expectations about Mark, so he wants to train him and teach him.
但没想到马可可能出生条件比较好，所以吃不了苦，于是半途而废，就回家去了。
But for some reason, Mark deserted Paul in Pamphylia.
那保罗呢？为这些事情，甚至与当年曾经提携他的巴拿巴就起了争论，不愿意再与马可同工。
And because of such incidents, Paul has such a sharp disagreement with Barnabas.
最后呢，大家不欢而散，甚至分道扬镳。
And then they end up parted their company.
那这时候呢，巴拿巴仍然肯定马可的价值，就继续带着马可往居比路去。然后呢，保罗却另外组队前往欧洲去宣教。
But Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul headed for Europe. Europe.
我过去总以为说这是初代教会历史当中的遗憾，为什么他们两个教会领袖要这样坚持而造成伤害分裂？
So in the past, I always thought that's a regret in the church history. Why argue and split?
但是圣经并没有隐晦不谈及这些事情，因为在人看起来这可能是一个亏损，不过在神看起来不见得全是坏事，因为毕竟福音还是透过他们分别传开来了。
But it's mentioned in the Bible, it has not avoided not mentioning it. But we might not like what happened, but God sees it differently. The gospel was preached in more area.
而且如果没有巴拿巴对马可的接纳，继续扶持马可的这样的坚持，今天我们可能没有马可福音可以读了。
So without Barnabas insisting on taking Mark with him, we might not have the book of Mark.
所以谁对谁错其实不重要，不过有一件事件啊，这个在背后有一个很重要的功课。
So who's right, who's wrong is not important, but there's an important lesson to be learned.
就是保罗后来恢复了对马可的接纳，
这
是让我感到很温馨的。
And later on, Paul reconciled with Mark.
你看保罗他晚年写提摩太后书的时候，他特别这样说。
So Paul wrote 2 Timothy in his later years, and he said,
我们一起来读好不好？看保罗怎么样对马可的肯定。
2 Timothy 4:11.
预备，请。好，或者是在服侍我的事上有益处。你会发现保罗之所以能够重新接纳马可，乃是肯定他过去的价值。他的价值是什么呢？是他曾的确是曾经帮助他，不是丢他脸的，是服侍过他的，是使保罗得到益处的。
So we can see Paul reconciled with Mark. He acknowledged his value to him. He is helpful in Paul's ministry.
那你别以为说啊，那保罗到晚年了，晚年对恢复对马可的接纳，反正都要到那样子的一个的一个这个最后的机会了，当然要跟谁有什么恩怨都要回天家了，所以就过去就过去了，所以对他接纳，真的是这样吗？
So don't you think it's because Paul is old and then he wants to finish the unfinished work on the in this earth before he leave, so that's why he reconciled with Mark? That's not the case.
其实保罗在更早的时候写哥罗西书的时候，你发现他们的关系已经非常亲密了。
So we can see even earlier time than this, when Paul wrote the book of Colossians, he and Mark already have very close friendship.
因为在这里他在写信给哥罗西教会的时候呢，却已经讲说巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们啊，表示他们是在一起同工了。
So when they say, my fellow prisoners, Mark, send your greetings, that means they're already working together.
那也同时代表马可来向众教会问安呢。
And then at the same time, Mark say greetings to all the churches.
你跟一个人不熟，你会代替他来跟大家问安吗？
So if you don't know somebody, would you say, "Hey, I'm saying hello for someone to you"?
啊，我如果在这里哈，我可以代表我的妻子跟大家问候，因为她现在还来不了。不过再过十天，啊，这九天多哈，就来了。
Like here,
所以我可以代替跟大家分享。
So like here, I can say, My wife say hello to you through me.
差一天也差很多呢，不要笑啊。所以关系亲密可以来代替问安，是不是？
So that shows they already have pretty close relationship.
可是你跟你隔壁的邻居关系不是，我不会说我代表隔壁的邻居来跟你问安，不会吧？
So if you don't know somebody, you can't do something on behalf of them.
我代表一个过去曾经几十年前跟我同工过的一个朋友来跟你问安，不会吧？
So we can't say on behalf of who and who we served together 10 years ago and say peace to you.
而且保罗不是光问安而已啊，他接下来说什么？说到这个马可，还是说如果他到你们那里去，你们要怎么样接待他？表示他跟他关系不一样了，你要好好的对待这个我很重要的一个同工啊。
So it's not only say Mark is saying hello to the churches, but he also gave the church instructions about him that he if he comes to the churches and welcome him.
假如你接到一个重要电话，是你一个非常要好的朋友， 他说呢，我现在不能够去美国找你，不过有一个很重要的人啊，这他来了，某某人，你要好好的好好的接待他。那想，我想这个人对你这个朋友来讲一定非常重要了，是不是？
So if somebody call you say, hey, I can't come to your house, but I send someone else to you, take care of him, but you will know this person's very important to your friend.
所以你可以看见说，保罗跟马可那时候的关系已经改变了，已经恢复了，非常亲密了。
So you can see the relationship between Paul and Mark.
其实今天世界各地各教会都一样，可能我们到处都有类似马可，类似啊保罗跟巴拿巴，因为马可的事情造成矛盾啊冲突和不愉快的事情，到处都在发生。
So all churches are facing the similar challenges like a disagreement between Paul and Barnabas.
我相信，包括我们的教会，也可能曾经有一些过去的伤害。
And I believe even in our church there might be some past disagreement.
但一般的时候，我们都喜欢把它隐藏起来，或者说不要去讲，不要去讲。
But we usually don't want to talk about it and try to avoid it.
但是我个人认为说，我们不要去害怕或忌讳去反省过去的伤害，反而要积极的去接纳教会过去的这些领袖，这些不完全的啊，这些同工们，即使他们不完全，或者是有一些不良的记录，我们都应该再给他们一次机会的。
But I personally believe that we're not supposed to be afraid of the past experience or avoid talking about it. We need to accept the leaders and fellow workers, even though they have made mistakes in the past.
正如耶稣所给的榜样，正如保罗所给的榜样，跟巴拿巴所给的榜样一样。我们要去学习肯定每个肢体的价值，并且给予完全的接纳，这样才能够荣耀神的教会。
Just like Jesus and Barnabas, we need to learn how to accept people, acknowledge their values.
好，除了我们改变自己的态度，除了我们要认可对方的价值，还有一个更重要的是第三点。
So other than changing our own attitude and acknowledge other people's value, there's another important point.
那是走另一路的承诺。
Continue, commit to walk an extra mile.
好，我们一起来读接下来十九到二十二节，好吗？
Read 19 to 22.
好，预备，请。这时候耶稣不是对彼得说，彼得啊，我原谅你了，我们过去的恩恩怨怨一笔勾销，今后咱们各走各的，你走你的独啊，我走我的独木桥，不是这样子。
So here Jesus didn't say, Peter, I forgive you, and now from now you go your own way, I go mine.
其实在人看来，耶稣，如果我们能够做到这一步，原谅饶恕一笔勾销，这个就了不起了。
Based on our standard, it's already great if we can forgive.
但是耶稣却在这里再一次的呼召彼得，而且连续两次。
But here Jesus called out to Peter again and again.
为什么耶稣要这样再一次的呼召彼得呢？
Why did Jesus do that?
我相信有一个重要的原因，就是
There's an important reason.
因为彼得今后的人生道路，他仍需要扶持，仍需要有人与他同行。
Because Peter need help and need company.
所以可以重新的建造他，可以让他可以勇敢的面对前面的挑战而不退缩。
So that he can bravely face the challenges ahead.
于是耶稣再次呼召彼得来跟从耶稣，与他同行啊。
So that's why Jesus called Peter to follow him.
事实上，我们从刚才的对话，我们也看见彼得并没有那一刻耶稣重新接纳他之后，他就完全脱胎换骨，变成另外一个人。
So in fact, we can see Peter didn't have a 180-degree change immediately.
彼得仍然有一些不成熟的举动，而且圣经在此也一览无遗的把它描述出来。
And he still behaves somehow immature.
你看他接下来就是在讲啊，跟人家比较说，哎，主说，哎，这人将来如何？
So we can see right after Jesus called Peter to follow him, he turned around and say, Lord, what about that person?
这个人我想指的是指约翰福音的作者，就是约翰。
I think that person is John.
彼得在这个节骨眼啊，耶稣都饶恕他原谅他，他还跟他比较啊，啊，这个人将来如何？
So after all that and Jesus forgave him and called him and he didn't focus on those, he's trying to focus on other people.
你看彼得还改不掉那种过去那种好胜心。
But he still can't change his heart.
说狗改不了。真是，如果耶稣在那里说，真的拍桌子了哈。可是他耶稣还是继续说，那你关你何事？你来跟从我。
But under such circumstances, Jesus still kindly tell him what that person has to do with you, and you follow me.
Yeah, 约翰将来怎么样？那是约翰的事。不过你不一样，你要单单的跟从我主。
What's going to happen to John? That's his business. But you follow me.
这很奇怪哈，这个故事很不寻常，因为比较合逻辑的发展应该是彼得这时候主动来找耶稣说啊，主啊，我错了，请你再给我一次机会，让我一生一世跟随你，一世一生一世永不后悔，应该是这样，是不是
？So we can read this story somewhat not very logical. Based on our understanding, the story should come like this. Peter should go ask Peter for forgiveness first.
怎么倒过来是耶稣要彼得 来跟随他，来呼召他，让他可以跟随主，这就有点奇怪，是不是？
But on the contrary, Jesus reached out to Peter, ask him to follow him again.
更何况耶稣在地上的工作已经结束了，他已经从死里复活，就准备要升天了。
Especially Jesus already finished his work. He's already raised from the dead. And then he's about to go to the Father.
他怎么在这个时候再呼召彼得呢？
And why did he call out to Peter again?
其实在整段信息当中，耶稣真正要表达的，或者说用现代的语言来讲，就是说，我认为耶稣要对彼得是说，彼得，我知道你未来的道路很艰辛，不过倘若你愿意，就算你再不成才，不成熟，不成器，但是我仍然愿意与你同行，我们一起走天路吧。
So I think what here Jesus wants to tell Peter is that his future journey is full of hardship, even though Peter is not mature enough, but he can walk with him together.
这就是耶稣向彼得发出一种同行天路的邀请，而且这更是一种额外愿意与他走另一里路的承诺。
So that's the calling of Peter from heaven and also the promise from Lord that he is willing to walk with him another mile.
同样在我们周围可能有很多扶不起的阿斗让我们头痛，或者一些不大成熟的基督徒让我们伤心，但是他们需要我们与他们同行另一路的承诺。
The same thing, there might be someone around us who are immature or unreliable, but they do need us to walk with them, encourage them.
他需要我们以实际的行动来鼓励他们，来陪伴他们，继续勇往直前，使他们将来能够更加的成熟，这样才能够表明我们真是从实际的来接纳对方。
So they need us to encourage them, accompany them to walk forward until they reach their maturity. That is the right way of acceptance and reconciliation.
否则的话，就算你改变了你里面的态度，就算你也能肯定对方的价值，但是以后各奔东西，他可能仅仅成为你生命的过客而已哦。
So however we change our heart and we acknowledge their values, but if you split from now and he can be just a good memory.
所以我认为说我们如果要真诚的很实际的恢复对人的接纳，并不是只有消极的饶恕对方过犯而已，而是要积极的与对方走那额外的一里路。
So I think to accept people and reconcile with them is notonly stop here, but to further deepen the relationship and then to have fellowship with them.
因为他今后仍需要被建造，他需要有更多的陪伴与扶持，以至于他今后的人生岁月当中才可以更健全的成长。
Because they need us to build them up, to support them so that they can grow in their faith.
我相信在我们周围当中，上帝一定会把一些有需要的、一些软弱的、一些孤单的这些人摆在你周围，他们真需要你陪伴他们走另外一里路。
So I believe that God already put those people who are weak, who have needs around us, and for us to accompany them, to help them. To
我相信在我们教会当中也是如此的。
I believe it's the same thing in our church.
倘若我们每个礼拜来这里，我们肢体之间如果只是停留在我们的接纳，只是停留在星期天，然后呢唱唱歌、握握手，然后呢吃饭、打打招呼，这样就够了，这样就够了吗？
So it's not like a church. If you only attend church on Sunday and shake hands and sing together and have lunch together, do you think it's enough?
我认为我们除了要真正的饶恕与接纳呢，我们是不是能够以再给予一个积极的承诺？当然最好是同性别的，你愿意私底下花时间与他一起分享，一起祷告，一起成长，一起面对困难，也一起分享得胜的喜乐。
So, other than accept them, acknowledge them, can we give them a promise to spend time with them, share with them, and pray with them, grow with them?
你想想，在你周围，在我们教会有没有这样的人？你可以来拉他一把。
So look around you. Do you think there are some people like that that you can relate to?
而不是我孤单的来自己走，自己在那走人生的道路。
It's not like you need to walk your own journey by yourself.
你要。知道我们都需要被扶持的，许多人更是如此，尤其那些曾经失败的人。
So we all need support, especially those people who had made mistakes in the past.
这样才能够帮助他将来可以更好，而且可以更成熟的站起来，这才是恢复接纳的一种实际行动。
So that's the real activities of re-accept them.
虽然这样的委身，这样的承诺，事实上是不容易做到的。
I know such promise is not easy to do.
但是这非常重要。
It's really important.
尤其在今天忙碌的世代当中，大家各忙各的。
Especially nowadays, everybody's busy.
但是如果我们没有这样的一个行动呢，这样的我们所说的一切爱心都是空谈。
So, but without the action, all the talk is empty.
然而，正因为耶稣的接纳，继续扶持彼得走另一里路，正因为巴拿巴的接纳。继续扶持马可走另一里路，也正因为马可的保罗的接纳，愿意扶持阿尼西姆走另一里路，也正因为世世代代教会历史当中，我们看见许多人愿意委身走另外一里路的承诺，来表明接纳。我们看见今天不完全、原本不完全的教会，却显得更加美丽、更加温馨、更加成熟了。
So look at the examples of Jesus and Peter, Barnabas and Mark, and Paul and Onesimus, and also shows this example of the church members acceptance each other and humble and promise. If we can do that, the imperfect church will become more beautiful and inviting.
Yeah, 最后我想弟兄姐妹，我们需要恢复对人的接纳，因为这对我们太重要了。
So, brothers and sisters, I think it's really important for us to accept and reconcile with people.
因为我相信，在我们周围有许多人真的是需要我们重新被接纳。
Because I do believe there are plenty of people around us need that.
那些曾经一时失足、误入歧途的，甚至是犯为一些小小错误的，倘若是你的家人，你要不要接纳他们？
So there's someone make a wrong choice, walk on the wrong path, make a small mistake. If he's your family members, will you forgive him?
那些曾经失败的教会同工，假如他是你的肢体，你要不要接纳他们？
What about those church members? He is part of the church. Are you going to accept him?
特别是今天我们有这些理事们的就职典礼。我相信他们都是很忠心优秀，无可指责。但是就算他们过去曾经有一点点的小缺失，请问你要不要接纳他们？
Especially like today, our church council members, I believe they are all loyal, blameless. Even they made mistakes, are we going to accept them?
我过去侍奉当中有一个遗憾。
There's a regret in my past service.
就是我除了来你们教会之外，我以前侍奉几个教会，每一次去那个教会的时候，刚刚去的时候，就有人来跟我讲相同的话，类似的话。
Every time I go to a church, I will receive the same word.
让我听了非常难过。
And it hurt me.
他怎么说呢？
What they say?
他说，这个教会的某某人就是问题人物，只要他一离开，教会就复兴了。
So there are always people come to me and say, who is who? Who and who is the troublemaker of the church? If he leaves, the church will revive.
But
I haven't seen, heard such things in our church. So it saddens me every time I heard this.
我相信一件事情，教会的复兴不是冷酷无情的让人离开，而是爱心接纳让人留下，同不同意？
So what I believe is church is not a place to drive people away, but to accept who they are so that they can stay.
如果我们同意，我们就要一起来操练，我们愿意改变自己的态度。
So let's work on it together, change our own attitude.
当我们愿意改变态度，我们就需要爱心来包容对方的软弱跟失败。
So when we do that, we will forgive other people's weakness and their failures.
我们也要能肯定对方的价值。
Also, we need to reassure and acknowledge their value.
那就需要用信心来发掘对方未来的潜力。
Explore their potential.
最后，我们当有义理路行另义理路的承诺，那我们就需要用盼望来经历神同在的大能。
And then we can walk together on the path of Christian life.
你愿意吗？
Do you want to do that?
呀，如果愿意的话，让我们一起来回应。来唱圣诗282首来回应神让我们愿意来接纳重新接纳对人的恢复对人的接纳
Let's sing Psalm 282 as a response
请我们一起起立
Please rise
之声天